According to this website I found, adherents of Islam constitute the world's second largest religious group. So I'm about to read you from the religious text that belongs to Islam. And 1.9, according to this statistic that I found, 1.9 billion people as of 2020 believe in the text I'm about to read to you. Now, you could argue, because it's Islam, that many of them are probably forced to believe it. Because it's the one religion so stupid they have to force people to believe in it. Because nobody in their right mind would convert freely, out of their own free will. Unless you're someone who I'll mention in a second. Now, we're going to read a few passages. This is from the Quran, is what they call it. The Quran, the holy book of Islam. And this is from a chapter called Anisa, which I think means woman or women. Righteous women, I'm reading from this, the Quran. Righteous women are therefore obedient. Okay, we're starting off all right. Guarding the secret for God's guarding. Not sure what that means. And those you fear may be rebellious, admonish. Banish them to their couches and beat them. If they then obey you, look not for any way against them. God is all high, all great. Let's exegete this. If you're women, that's what it's saying. You want to preach from the Quran? Let's do it. If your women disobey you, beat them, is what this Anisa trash is teaching. Beat your wife. That's what it says. You know, any man that would beat his wife is a disgusting, cowardly, spineless piece of trash. Here's chapter 33, Al-Ahzab. I'll give the right pronouncing. The coalition, I think. I don't take my word for it. I think it means coalition, though. Let's read this together. O you who have believed, do not enter into the houses of the prophet except when you are permitted for a meal, without awaiting its readiness. But when you are invited, then enter. And when you have eaten, disperse without seeking to remain for conversation. Indeed, that behavior was troubling the prophet, and he is shy of dismissing you. But Allah is not shy of the truth. And when you ask his wives for anything, ask them from behind a partition that is purer for your hearts and their hearts. And it is not conceivable or lawful for you to harm the messenger of Allah or to marry his wives after him, ever. Indeed, that would be in the sight of Allah an enormity. So let's recap. You enter the prophet's house to eat. After you're done, get the hell out of there. Don't stay behind for small talk. Prophet doesn't want any small talk. Eat and get the hell out. What else does it say? It says if you talk to his wife, put up a wall between the two of you to maintain your purity. Because according to Islam, I guess everyone is a pervert and can't handle talking to the prophet's wife. This is Al-Madi'a. Al-Madi'a, the table. This is Tyler Baker's favorite verse in the Quran. You say, who's Tyler Baker? It's a long story. But he denies the doctrine of the Trinity. And he still does in 2023, by the way. Tyler Baker's favorite verse right here. Those who say Allah is one in a Trinity have certainly fallen into disbelief. There is only one God. If they do not stop saying this, those who disbelieve among them will be afflicted with a painful punishment. Another translation would say, they do blaspheme who say Allah is one of three in a Trinity. Oh, isn't that interesting? Seems to be in direct conflict with the Bible. Oh, but coexist. All the religions basically say the same thing. Nope. Bible says, for there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. That's what distinguishes the God of the Bible from all the other false gods out there. We cannot possibly comprehend his nature through our limited human understanding. Because he's one God made up of three distinct persons. Here's another reason why this is complete garbage with no power whatsoever. Because it's filled with lies. The Quran is filled with lies. And yet, there are people who would believe in it willingly. They would actually use their agency to say, I'm converting to Islam. Here's one. His name is Andrew Tate, the former combat sports star who goes around bragging about how rich he is. He's accused of trafficking women. And he converted, or he upholds Islam now. He says, quote, Islam is the only religion. It's the only one. Now, Andrew Tate, if he had a brain in his head, would open up the Quran and he would recognize that it sounds idiotic. He would recognize the verses I read for you sound completely stupid. If he had a brain in his head, he would realize that the Quran is nothing more than nonsensical drivel that came out of the mind of a false prophet pedophile named Muhammad, who, by the way, married a six-year-old girl named Aisha. A six-year-old girl. And then they say, oh, well, he waited until she was nine to consummate the marriage. Oh, as if that makes it better? What are you, a pedophile? You think that's okay? You think that's normal? That's disgusting. That's filthy. That's abominable. And Muhammad is burning in hell today. It was Jesus Christ who rose again from the grave, but Muhammad stayed dead, and he's burning in hell. He's a pedophile. He's a freak. He's an abomination in the sight of God, burning in the lowest hell today. You know, if Andrew Tate had a brain in his head, he would throw the Quran in a trash bin where it belongs, and he'd realize that it's the Word of God, it's the Bible that actually has the power, not the Quran. He'd realize it's the Bible that actually is inspired by God. He'd realize that it's the Bible that he should be following, and he'd realize never man spake like this man.